Every year during nesting season, people ask me if it's possible for wild birds to produce twins, two chicks from a single egg. Chicken eggs from the grocery store occasionally include some with double yolks. One researcher in 1849 claimed to have a chicken that laid 10 double-yolked eggs, which he allowed her to brood. 9 hatched, producing 9 pairs of twins. However, this has never been replicated. In one study of more than 1,100 chicken eggs, double yolks were found only 3 times, that is, in less than 1/3 of 1%. In another larger study, 2.8% of chicken eggs were double-yolked. Very few double-yolked eggs hatch. In that larger study, 208 double-yolked eggs were incubated and candled periodically to determine if they contained viable embryos, and the eggs were examined after the embryos had died. Over 64% of the embryos died within the first 7 days. 2 of the eggs, less than 1%, pipped, and only 1 hatched into twin chicks. There are apparently 2 peaks of mortality, one about 1/3 of the way through development, and another near hatching. Apparently, the 2 chicks against each other have a very difficult time bracing themselves properly to pip the egg. The yolk contains all the nutrition a chick embryo needs to develop all the way to hatching, so that's not an issue for birds inside a double-yolked egg. The problem is that 2 embryos need twice as much oxygen as 1, and their growing bodies cause the egg to lose water faster. The pores of an eggshell are designed to provide oxygen intake for 1 developing chick, and as they grow, each bird blocks the other from properly filling the available space. There are 2 ways a double-yolked egg can form. The hen may ovulate 2 eggs at once, or she may ovulate properly, but 1 yolk gets stuck in the oviduct longer than usual. When she ovulates next, the 2nd yolk moves down with the 1st yolk, and both end up together where the shell is formed. A case where this seems to have happened in the wild was in 1981, when an unhatched peregrine falcon egg from Greenland was examined as part of a study on pesticides. The egg was both longer and wider than a normal peregrine egg, its volume 35% larger. Inside this double-yolked egg were 2 dead embryos, one that had died at about 24 days of development, the other at 22 days, so both had reached the 4th quarter of incubation. The younger embryo was much more deteriorated and decomposed, so the researchers believed that after this embryo's death, decomposition polluted the egg enough to kill the other embryo. Besides that poor dead peregrine egg, there have been a handful of known cases of twin embryos in the wild, in American goldfinches, song sparrows, and brown thrashers. There are also several known cases of embryo twins in waterfowl, but only because such a large number of duck and goose eggs have been studied for various reasons. Fewer than 0.5% of examined wild waterfowl eggs have had twin embryos. Interestingly, in several cases, the twins were not the fraternal twins associated with double yolks, but identical twins, caused when a single fertilized ovum or yolk divides into 2 separate individuals. One 1974 study, which included both wild waterfowl eggs and duck eggs inside temperature-controlled chambers, found that cold temperatures before incubation could lead to this kind of twinning. None of the embryos in this study survived to hatching. So twins are possible but unlikely in the world of wild birds. Those grocery store eggs with 2 yolks are genuine rarities. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.